The purpose of Monday's regular board meeting was to elect a new chair and vice chair. However, as the meeting began, current board chair Eugene Walker announced,
"We're rescheduling because someone said proper notice had not been taken. The election of our chair and vice chair at our next meeting."
The board failed to give the public 24 hours notice of the meeting as required by law. It was the third time the board tried to hold the elections. Later that afternoon, the board met in executive session. About 2 hours later, former Georgia Labor Commissioner Michael Thurmond emerged from the meeting. Some speculated the board interviewed Thurmond to temporarily take Superintendent Cheryl Atkinson's place should she resign. He said he was just there to help.
"You could say it was an interview, but I made it clear I'm here to help in any capacity I can to help make sure that we have 99,000 young people in this county getting access or continued access to public education."
Thurmond said he thinks he can help the board with the governance issues that caused its accrediting agency to put the district on probation.
"You know, I've worked with troubled organizations before. I was a director of the Department of Family and Children Services. We had issues at the Labor Department. So, you know, my experience, my expertise, and I feel like I can assist and support them right now."
District officials said Atkinson is still the superintendent. Spokesperson Lillian Govis said that's evidenced by the fact there's no opening right now for DeKalb superintendent.
"Any position you're hiring for must be posted."
The embattled DeKalb board will have to go before the State Board of Education again later this month. Board members will need to demonstrate how they've improved their efforts to effectively govern the district. Martha Dalton, WABE News.